glad you can enjoy there. I'll probably have a protein bar and a protein shake for lunch. That'll be my lunch. And then I'll eat something a little more substantial before I go out and play tennis.
Well, go play tennis this evening.
4:30 and 6 p.m.
Air conditioned.
Heated and air conditioned.
Bet that. I bet they've already turned the air on, haven't they?
Yeah, I'm sure they have. I haven't been in it, in 2 or 3 weeks since it's really gotten warm. Last time I was in it, I don't know, they might have been running the air. I really couldn't tell. But the temperature stays about the same year round, and around 55, 60 degrees, something like that.
Especially for the summertime.
Be a little bit warmer, I'm just guessing. You'll break a sweat in there, summer or winter, so and that's good, because that's what I need to do. Because I gained 14 pounds this winter, and I need to lose it.
Now, I'll tell you what. I had kind of a lazy winter, and I'm feeling it trying to get back in shape now that I'm getting back into some work for the spring.
I cut the grass for the first time last week, and, so I got to start all that stuff back up, and I don't just mow. I use the weed eater, and I've got a thing that edges the driveway and the curb and everything, so I've got a nicely manicured lawn. It looks good. It's Bermuda sod, and it looks real good after you cut it.
Well, what time you gonna be up at my place?
Just whenever. I mean, you need some help.
Well, no, you sounded like you wanted to get in some extra workouts. I'll let you come up and do mine.
Well, I got plenty to do here. Oh, me. And, I like to have a little bit of free time for my, for stuff that I want to do. Besides tennis, but anyway. So, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm just messing around on the radio.
We were at lunch yesterday. You were not at lunch. I was talking to Batson, and I said, you know what, it's just, I'm going to get to the house just in time for my 2 o'clock nap. And he says, what are you talking about? Mine's going to start at 1 every day.
Oh, me. Well, some days I take a nap, some days I don't. It just depends, what I'm doing and that sort of thing. But I'm trying to get a little more active. I was pretty lethargic during the winter, and I kept playing tennis, but not as often. And so I'm trying to get be more active now that it's warm. And I don't have an excuse to go outside because I just don't like cold weather anymore.
I don't mind the cold weather. I just don't like the heat. Good gracious. When it starts hitting above 90, man, stick a fork in me. I'm done.
One of my comments. It doesn't bother me too bad. It's funny. get up to 95, 96, somewhere around in there. And, you get used to that. Your body gets acclimated to stuff like that. And then I would come home and I would freeze to death. And I'd have to wear a jacket inside the house just to keep from freezing to death.
The colder the better. And let me tell you something. The happiest I ever was the morning that I left Jackson, Wyoming on a snowmobile going into Yellowstone in February. The morning we left, me and my brother was on one and I was on the other, and let me tell you, I looked up at the bank sign and it said 14 below zero.
Can I have that? Oh, me. Yeah, I've gotten out on my motorcycle several times, too, and that's been fun. I've been missing that, so, we ought to get together and go for a ride one of these days.
I'm ready. I am ready. Hey, you know, I was listening to the radio a little while ago, and guess who's going to be in Knoxville, Tennessee on the 11th of this month?
Well, I don't have a clue.
Booze.
I tell you, that takes me back to the 70s. Yeah, my sister's first husband liked the Moody Blues, and he had some of their records. Together at Mars Hill, and I'd go over to his place. He lived off campus, and so we could do what we wanted to do, you know what I mean, but he'd put on the Moody Blues a lot, and he liked jazz, and he was a trombone player in the band.
Well, now, you know, the Moody Blues used a full orchestra with most of their music, right?
Didn't they have the saxophone player that could, he didn't have to take up, so he didn't have to stop and take a breath?
Not possible. That's not possible. Nah, I don't believe that. He might have been able to take a deep breath between notes and nobody figured it out, not at the same time. I saw the Moody Blues when they came to Greenville. I think that was in 98 or 99, and they played with the Greenville Symphony Orchestra.
CBA. Well, I didn't know that. That's really interesting. I was surprised back in the late 60s when the Beatles started using a lot of instruments, violins and like a string quartet or whatever. And their music, and horns and that kind of thing. It was real surprising to me. But anyway, well, that's pretty neat though. I'm not a big Moody Blues fan, but anyway. So are you going to go up there to the concert?
I would love to, but one of the guys that was in the band passed away, and remember the guy that, remember the song Nights in White Satin? The guy that played the flute and did some of the music and narrations on some of that stuff, he passed away, and the only guy that's, only one of the lead singers that's left is Justin Hayward. And I don't know. It probably wouldn't be the same without him. But anyhow, I saw the full original orchestra in Greenville downtown.
Good. Yeah, I mean, you know, somebody, I heard somebody on the radio, or it might have been my wife telling me, I can't remember now, it was just a few days ago, they went to a Motley Crue concert or something like that at the Bon Secours Center, and people, after two or three songs, people were leaving, and they asked them why they were leaving, and they said, those people are old.
They needed to look in the mirror, too.
They don't look like they did on the album cover back in the 70s, you know. I mean, it's so funny. It's really kind of shocking, though. I've made this comment before over the air, I think, but to see, you know, some of your stars that you've watched in movies, and then there's a break, and you don't see them on screen for a while, and then you see them again in a movie, and they really, you know, look like they've just aged a lot, and it hadn't been that many years since they've been off screen, and it just, I'm just kind of flabbergasted at the way some of the stars look, but I mean, you know, time goes by, and you know, people get older, and so my wife's reading a book by this about Ron Howard and his brother, and Ron talks a lot about the Andy Griffith Show and how he got that gig, and his brother was in some shows. But he didn't make it as big as, you know, Ron Howard did. I mean, Ron Howard landed that part, and Andy Griffith just, you know, just kind of sealed it for him, and then he went on to producing. But there's some interesting stories in there about the Andy Griffith Show. Like Floyd had the barber had a stroke, and they wanted him to stay, so they built a wooden stand, and they stuck it under his coat, and he would lean on that, and so he could stand up, and he finished the show like that, and I never even noticed.
I heard somebody break in, but I couldn't make out what it was there, Dave. Let them break in and just come back in there and try it again just in a minute. Now, you know, Howard's little brother, I can't remember his first name, you know, he hit it big with Gentle Ben, playing with that bear, and, they both did well.
He was in, he was one of the guys in the control center for Apollo 13, too, I believe it was Apollo 13. Is there a breaker in there? Go ahead. KB4CBA. It's not. I heard another repeater yesterday on this frequency. ID and I couldn't copy the code, so I couldn't tell you where it was. But it definitely wasn't this one.
Where it was, propagation and skip.
Definitely had to be a band opening, but because you normally don't hear anything else on this frequency, but it was coming in pretty clear, and I was mobile too, so you know. But anyway. You know, probably a lot of that has to do with at this time of year, temperature inversions, and it causes band openings, especially on 2 meters.
Well, I'm just about to get back to the house, and it's 2:10, so let me just assure you that just as soon as I pull into the hacienda, the lights are going to go out for about an hour. Oh, me. I've been going at it since early this morning. Hey, Dave and I, W4DJW, went flying this morning. It was beautiful. Temperature was like 72. It was perfectly pleasant. It wasn't blistering sunshine where we could see. And I just had a perfect flying day. And it was something that I needed to get out and have a little fun with. So, anyhow, now I get to do that poor little word the rest of the day. All right. Well, I'm going to jump on you, Dave. KB4 CBA, I will talk to you again soon. Matter of fact, more than likely, for sure, on Tuesday. KB4BWA, I'm clear.
W4NGU.
Oh, my goodness. It's W4NGU. Dave, did you hear that?
Dr. Phil.
I don't know what was wrong with the other walkie-talkie. It wasn't indicating low battery, but I just wasn't making it. David, you're absolutely correct on the playing the constant note called circular breathing. There's a guy here in Spartanburg that can play a continuous note for 10 minutes on the trumpet.
I'd have to see it to believe it. Physiologically, you can't take in and blow out at the same time.
Broadcasting what you don't know, because it's definitely possible.
I wasn't going to argue with him, but I've heard it on a recording. The guy that was playing the sax, his embouchure changed, and you could tell when he was... He didn't have quite the quality sound, but he definitely was just continuously breathing and playing at the same time.
Well, what in? If the quality of the note changes and all that good stuff, what does it gain?
A place where nobody knows, playing for the first time and then just start a note and just hold it, and one by one people look up and go, what's going on here?
Good there, Phil, and you're starting to get weak. Where are you? Are you mobile?
I'm on the walkie-talkie in the driveway. I'll see y'all later. I know you're home, Steve. Good to hear y'all. See you Tuesday. W4, never give up.
Told you, Dave, he's like a bad habit. Keeps coming around. Oh, mate, y'all have a good day. I'm gone. It's nap time.
Steve, have a good nap. And Phil, good to talk to you. We'll see you Tuesday. Have a big breakfast laid out for us, if you would. I'd like a lot of spicy sausage and a lot of coffee and creamer and some bacon, please. Well done, Chris. Really crisp. And anyway, 73 is KB4CBA.